Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to WAMRDB, Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman's station, the new look and feel of radio. We are now syndicated. You can find us on Blog Talk, Mixcloud, SoundCloud, the TuneIn app, YouTube, Spreaker, and Facebook Live. We'll be discussing a wide array of topics such as domestic violence, Me Too, sex trafficking, and health. Check us out on the World Wide Web at www.AtlantaMixRadio.com. Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman station, the new look and feel of radio.
Women around the world use sanitary napkins and tampons every day, knowing little to nothing about the harmful and potentially dangerous materials used to manufacture them. Because of this, millions of women are forced to suffer in silence. In the United States, the Food and Drug Administration does not require companies to list the ingredients contained in sanitary napkins and tampons. Yet the average woman uses more than 15,000 sanitary napkins or uses tampons for more than 100,000 hours over her lifetime.
You really don't know what's in it. I mean, I don't think any of us really know, especially, you know, some of the new pads that maybe have a spongy type texture that's supposed to hold more. Well, what exactly is that? What's that made out of? We don't know. So then there's questions of how does that affect our health? You know, with things coming out that, you know, baby powder and talc are dangerous and cause ovarian cancer, what other things are we exposing our very sensitive areas to that could end up being a problem later on?
Internationally, it's even worse. A recent report from UNICEF and the World Health Organization cites that at least 500 million girls and women globally lack adequate facilities for managing their periods. In most schools, girls have to trek to the nurse's office to ask for a pad or tampon, as if menstruating is an illness rather than a natural function. In some parts of the world, girls simply drop out of school once they start menstruating. The manufacturing process of these menstrual aids has been known to cause serious damage to the environment. The toxic byproducts of producing tampons include poisons like dioxin and furan. In fact, conventional sanitary pads can contain the equivalent of about 4 plastic bags. Synthetics and plastic restrict airflow and trap heat and dampness, potentially promoting yeast and bacteria growth in a woman's vaginal area. Conventional sanitary pads can also contain other potentially hazardous ingredients, such as odor neutralizers and fragrances. How do tampons and pads get that ultra-white, clean look? Usually chlorine bleach, which can also create toxic dioxin and other disinfection byproducts. According to an EPA draft report, dioxin is a serious public health threat that has no safe level of exposure. To make matters worse, tampons create a favorable environment for bacterial growth.
Certainly, there's a lot of plastic involved with pads and the issues with tampons and the history. You have to be careful with toxic shock syndrome and stuff just because of what it's made out of is kind of a nidus of bacteria that's not so good for patients.
Micro tears in the vaginal wall from tampons allow bacteria to accumulate when left too long. One infamous risk is toxic shock syndrome, or TSS, caused by poisonous toxins from bacteria. TSS is a life-threatening condition that affects women under 30 most. While any woman using tampons can get TSS, over 60% of TSS fatalities happen in women ages 15 to 24. For too long, these facts have been conveniently swept under the rug, while hundreds of millions of women suffer with no alternatives. Until now. Introducing Cherish Premium Sanitary Napkins by Inspire. Cherish pads have been designed by women for women.
Oh, babe, Lord have mercy. God, I don't know if people understand that commercial, but good gracious alive. I don't understand. I don't get it. I do understand, but I don't understand. I mean, they are telling you really, ladies and gentlemen, that these tampons is messing up the vagina. And that's all I can say about it. It is an awful thing, a really, really awful thing. I can tell you that right now. So listen, we are entering into a very unique situation that's coming up here in just a moment. We have the one and only Miss Christina Marie on. I want to thank her for tuning in today for this particular show. And I know she popped in on the line for a moment. Miss Christina, are you there?
I'm still here.
That's right. All right.
Can you hear me?
Sorry about you. Yeah, definitely, definitely. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I mean, that I always lead off the show with that particular PSA announcement about what's happening in the lives of women and what we deal with as women. And I just like when certain people, certain cultures are very professional about what they say. She says, I don't know anything about that. It's like a material that's not very good for, you know, down there. I just love it. I love it. I'm serious. But it's getting the word out. So we want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight with WMRDB. And we have, again, thank God we got our director of A&R on the line, Ms. Demonica Fly. What's up, Dee?
Hey, good evening. I'm moving around, so give me a moment. I have to go back in and out for a second, but I wanted to get right in. And welcome to the show, Christina. What an honor to have you on there this evening.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Yes, yes. I missed maybe the first couple of minutes. So,
Karima,
put me where we're at right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so right now we're introducing Miss Christina Marie. Is an award-winning independent singer and songwriter from Starkville, Mississippi. She was open for artists such as Calvin Richardson, Willie Clayton, Rance Allen, and currently she holds the title of I Am Mississippi Music Awards 2017 R&B Artist of the Year. Miss Christina has been singing since childhood and has always known that she was born to share her gifts with the world and with her smooth, she got these long words, I think it's melodramatic, I don't can't spell it, with her smooth sound, y'all, and vocals and her bubbly personality, she hopes to be an inspiration to young women like herself, and she's dedicated herself to making music the world will enjoy to relate to. So we want to thank her about her contribution. But listen, let's just get right into it. Christina, you are a preacher's child, correct?
I am. Yes,
all right.
Ma'am.
All right, now, she'll PK, y'all. She'll PK. Tell us a little bit about your parents and your church and things like that, and to let people know that, you know, it's all right about, you know, being a PK and then being able to step out and still stay in, you know, faith that you've been walking in and walk into this career in music.
Growing up, I grew up in a church where everybody was family. So a lot of my cousins, my aunts and uncles, they all were musicians. We all sang. We all sang together. And so when I got older, my dad moved to a new church, which is called Gospel Temple Transformation Center, and that's in Ackerman, Mississippi. And so that's where we are now. But I guess when I started to do music, because I'm an independent artist and I was doing everything on my own, it took a minute for everybody to actually see that, you know, this was something serious. And so now that they see that, you know, I've been doing this for a little while and, you know, doing okay with it, everybody is, you know, on board with it. But I think the thing for me is I have to be spiritual. I have to have a close relationship with God in order to be on this music journey because, like I said before, I do a lot of things on my own, so I pray about everything, every move I make. And so I think that's the biggest thing for me. And sometimes people don't understand when they think that, you know, you belong in the church. And so when you step out to do something else, they think that you don't have a relationship with God or you're not spiritual. But it takes a lot of spirituality to actually step out and do things that, you know, would not normally be expected for you to do. But everybody is, you know, coming along. So I'm excited. My family is excited. We were all just, you know, looking forward to what's to come in the future.
You know, that's something to say about, you know, professional women living in faith. That is one of the things that we started to address early on in the year with our professional individuals that we deal with, and then just outside people, doctors, lawyers, and, you know, PK kids, PK people. So that's a great your parents. I asked you the other day, the singing. Did your mom sing or do your dad sing? And you said your dad kind of plays around with it. He says he can't, but when he get into the pulpit, he can get it.
Yes. He would sneak up on you with those vocals. Sometimes me and my sister, we'll be sitting there, and he'll start singing, and we'll look at each other like, really? We didn't know he could do all of that. So he can sing. I think they just let me do all of the singing. But yeah, my dad can sing. My mom can sing. Growing up, my mom was on the praise team. So my sister sang. Me and my sister, one of my earliest memories of singing is singing with my sister. We were in a talent show, and we won a talent show, and then, like, literally everywhere we went, they wanted us to sing that song because I don't even know why, but it was almost like we were on a little tour. We were just singing a little song everywhere we went. But so yeah, my sister sings. Everybody sings. The majority of my family, we all have some kind of talent, some kind of way. So it kind of just runs in the family, I guess.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. DeMonica, you got any input for the young lady? Because you're a seasoned singer yourself, and you got a grandbaby that's got a voice that's coming out, little Ziggy Pop. And I know the thing about it is, I guess when you grow up in the, I can't do nothing else. I'm just saying. But you just, you know, I think it's generational. I think the whole part about growing up in a faith-based family rooted with, you know, God first and foremost, mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people believe that, you know, that you have to, it's impossible to walk in this industry and, you know, be in the secular world and then, you know, be a child of God and walk in that way. A lot of people say they are, but, you know, you gotta walk that walk. You have to speak that, you have to talk that talk. So in the things that you've been doing, you know, it just kind of weighs itself, I think, a lot. DeMonica, what do you think about, because, you know, you've been in both parts of the world because you sing and do everything else. What do you think about the walk that she has in store for her? Because she's, you know, she's young, and so, you know, she's got 3-4 decades to go before she get tired.
Right. No, I think it's wonderful, and I think it's great, but I know that it is going to be a little bit hard, you know, being from a gospel-based family. As you mentioned, as far as, you know, I had a hard time with myself being, for me, singing secular music, as they say it, and now I'm wanting to do gospel. And I have a hard time with some of the musicians in the music industry here saying, well, Demonica, you've always been known for singing secular music, and now you want to sing gospel. Are you going to totally just not sing secular and go straight to singing gospel? I said, no, I love all kind of music. So, I mean, whatever within your heart, you go for it. I'm a strong believer, as you know, it's singing is a God-given talent anyway. And it's an expression of ourselves and what we go through. So, you know, continue on with this journey. I could not believe 4 million views. I mean, that's wonderful. That is wonderful. And keep doing what you do. I think it's beautiful. I love the lyrics to the song. And you got a voice. You have a big world out there looking at you right now and looking for Miss Christina coming on deck.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And what you said.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Kareema.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to say what you said when you said that you have the when you said music is music, I'm the exact same way. Because mm-hmm. a lot of people ask me the same question. They were like, well, your dad's a preacher, so are you going to do gospel? Why won't you do gospel and sing with him? And my thing was because I listen to so many different types of music, it was hard for me to just say, well, I'm just going to do this one thing because I want to do so many things. And so when you were talking about that earlier, I really could relate to that because I still get that to this day, but, you know, I try to follow my heart, like you say, and just do what's on my heart and what I feel, and hopefully, you know, people will understand that, you know, hey, she's still spiritual, but she's versatile and, you know, willing to put forth different types of music for different people of different walks of life, so...
Right.
That's my biggest thing.
And you may never know who you may touch. You know, there's this one particular song that I do by Mother's Finest, and it's called Love Changes. And when I perform Love Changes, you know, I put my whole 150% into it. I talk about my personal experience with being a survivor from domestic abuse. And a lot of people that come see me performing are like, you know what, Demonica? When you sung that song, you really inspired me, and that's what you want to do. If you don't have people feeling what you're singing, then you need to go back to the board, you know, honestly. If they can't feel that it's coming from you, then you need to go back to the board and start all over. On that particular song that you just did, on the remix, I felt everything on that. You can feel that song. So you're in there already. And just keep doing what you do and go from, like I said earlier, from the heart. It doesn't have to be gospel music. It's music. Music is universal.
Yeah.
Music is universal. When they hear that song overseas, they're going to feel what you're doing. They're going to feel it. So just keep doing what you do. And don't give up. I know you had a statement.
No, I've been reading some of the things. I mean, it's amazing the individuals who are just, you know, leaving messages. You know, a woman from California stated that she needed that, you know. And I got introduced to the song from a very good close friend of mine, my godkid's mother, and she was like, you know, I'm just wacky anyway, so I was just like booed up. I said, she's like, I'm gonna send it to you. I'm gonna send it to you. And then I was doing my little Jamaican job, cause you know I got like six of them, and I had to pull over and just and I just said wow. But when I finally got home, I actually listened to it and I started to cry, and I can hear it in your voice just being able to adapt. And it's just amazing that how you guys are able to take that kind of music and just, because they used to do that with the music before, right? They used to take Christian music and turn it into the hip hop stuff, whether back to blues or whatever back in the day, right?
Right. Yeah.
A lot of the blues music and R&B.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. A lot of the music that's out and back in the day and even now, is the roots is from gospel music. From jazz to blues to everything. It's even some country. It's from gospel music.
Yeah.
No, and I'm just saying that it is originally from gospel music. It really is. But to revert, like she did, to reverse this, you know, the music, secular music, such as a song like Boot Up, to make it into a gospel song, that was, you know, that was great. That was phenomenal. And the lyrics was right on time.
I think you, and then you actually have put, Christina, a part of your, because you don't just do R&B. I think you mentioned you would do country too. Didn't you say that?
Yeah, like in the future, I would love to do like a country album or even just a country song. Like if I don't do like a whole project, I was just like when I was in high school, we in driver's ed, that's all we would listen to. So that's, I kind of started listening to country because of that. So it's like every type of music that I listen to, I want to do. I don't know why, but it's just like, I'm like, I can do that. And so hopefully one day I'll be able to. Maybe I should do like a variety CD and just do like one of each. I think that would be cool.
That would be nice. Now, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
I am 28. I'm about to be 29 this year in December.
Oh, okay. As Karima said, you a millennium. I say millennium, but she gonna say millennium-er.
she already knows. Yeah. She already been called one.
I have.
she already been called one.
I love
one.
How Karima said.
Okay. A millennium mama. You got to have
millennium
one.
Mama.
Okay, don't leave home without a millennium mama. You can't. You don't leave home without one. If you, I mean, they come in handy. They know stuff.
Right.
You be crazy, Levi. Yeah, you got to keep them around with you. They may have a, but I just love the fact that your energy, you're very respectful. I think your parents should be very proud of you, very respectful, and you can talk to anyone. I mean, you actually, let's talk about what you do in Mississippi. You actually have your own band, and you perform, as y'all say, you have constant gigs all the time.
Our favorite
word. Band. Gig. What is that?
That's my favorite word too, is gigs. When I have a gig, I'm happy. But I have my own band, and then I actually just joined another band with my classmate who sings as well. And so it's kind of this is my opportunity with this band to do music that I am not normally able to do with my own personal band. So with this band, I get to sing Corey Hart, Sunglasses at Night. That's like my favorite song
in
the whole wide world.
So I just sing like stuff like that, like stuff that I personally, like songs that I personally love. I get to do that in this new band, and it's called State of Shade. So we just started. We haven't, our first show is in August. But so yeah, I have two bands. I'm friends, like I have a lot of musician friends. So we're always looking for somewhere to play or somewhere to sing. So it's been a good 2 years. I've been consistently been able to do what I love, so that's exciting for me.
That is wonderful.
All right,
that is great.
I'm loving this. So I'm having a bit of a deja vu. So you, I know this is about Christina, but that's why you got the other band so you can be doing other stuff. So the Monica has the same thing going. She had like two bands and she has two gigs going at the same time, and so that's why, you know, cause she got a boogie oogie. I'm saying she got a boogie oogie. You don't know nothing about this, but yes, you do. You're old spirit. She got a boogie oogie band. You know the boogie oogie days.
Yes, disco boogie wonderland. But look, I get to do a lot of the rock songs that I want to do, you know, as well. You know, I like Joan Jett, Pat Benatar. I get to sing all that stuff with the other band. So I have a lot of fun with it.
That's what I'm hoping comes of the new band that I just joined is that, because I'm super excited to sing those songs, because I sing them around the house all the time. So it's like, people need to hear this. So I'm really like excited. My partner, the girl that sings with me, she's like so excited. So I'm just like, girl, we gonna get it together. So
yeah.
I'm excited about it. I'm super excited. And then also, it's not just me in my area, it's other bands too. And so a lot of times they ask me to sing with them, which is good for me because I'm able to get in front of different crowds that I normally wouldn't be in front of, just by way of the people that know me. So I'm kind of like a substitute when their leads aren't there, so which is fine for me. But
I thought that's right. Yeah, we are sitting here listening to Miss Christina Marie. Now, where's this Queen X Tina come from? I'm a little confused. What is that part?
Well, since I started singing, a lot of people refer to me as Queen. And so the X Tina is how they do Christmas sometimes when they put Xmas. I just took the X and put it there and just put it together. for a lot of my social media handles, because I didn't want the name to be so long, so I just did Xtina, and I just use it. If you notice, a lot of my social media handles are the same thing. It's all Queen Xtina, so I just went with it. A lot of things that I do, like even my first project, it was the cover was a crown. So a lot of the things that I do are centered around like crowns, and I have a crown on the front of my car. Like, so I just it's kind of a theme with me, I guess.
All right.
You would say.
All right. So I guess this is where we get into some of your music. We are going to be listening to Ready Queen coming up. All right. We'll be right back, you guys. We're listening to Miss Christina Marie.
I'm ready. I'm ready. Above you, 'cause I would be nothing without you.
the only one that will do. I'm lucky to have you.
Okay, girl, I can't do it. Y'all are listening to WMRDB. This exclusive interview with the young lady that hit 4.4 million in 5 days and views at 100,000 likes, you guys. And that was Ready. Yes, down there in Stockville, Mississippi. How about that? No, it's not down there. I used to live in Garfield.
It's so hot.
Oh, Lord. Oh, God.
Now, here in Minnesota right now, it's pretty cool today. I couldn't believe it. We're like probably in our maybe 60 now. So it's a little chilly today. What's the temperature there in Mississippi?
I'm jealous. The temperature here is hot 50. That's what it is. But no, it's 82 right now. Well, it's around 80.
Oh, it's 80 something right now? 82 degrees?
No, it's 72. I'm sorry, I was in the wrong city. It's 72.
Okay.
The other CEO that they need to pray more. They need to be going to y'all church. They said, no, they got the other kid. Lord, them blessed us with 7 more degrees left than them. I hear you.
Right.
I'm sorry.
We got
to be in somebody's
right
church. Y'all better get inside. What's the name of your daddy's church again?
Gospel Temple
Church. Y'all need to go over to Gospel Temple now. Y'all better get
yes.
up there. Pastor can get y'all down 7 degrees, 8 degrees. You
okay.
Better go.
Amen.
tell us about that song. Tell us about. Wasn't that a video? Is that the one that was a video with it? That you made?
So, yes. About that
okay.
Song. That is, mm-hmm. that's my, if I was asked what my favorite song is, that is probably going to always be my favorite song because I wrote it in college when I was, like, my senior year of college when I first started doing music. That was, like, one of the first songs that I did. And so... it was just kind of like a good memory for me because I had finally told myself that I was going to do music regardless of what anybody thought. and I was going to do it on my own. I had a little job, you know, I was going to class, going to work. And so I was like, you know, I got a little money, so I'm going to start getting in the studio, writing. And that was the first time I ever, like, really just sat down and wrote something for real. So it's kind of, that was kind of like a big moment for me to do that song. And then to do the video, that was a big thing for me. And I did, like, an album release party. I put it together. That was a big moment. So that song is brings back a lot of really good memories of me really owning who I was. Because for a while I was afraid to sing. I was scared to sing. If you asked me to sing, I would be sweating, crying. I about would cry. A lot of times I would cry. I don't know why. I would cry. Like you can ask my mama. They probably sleep now because we're going to Memphis tomorrow for my family reunion. But a lot of times when I would sing in church or if I would just sing at different things, when I would get done, I would immediately run to my mama and cry. And like I was afraid. I was so afraid to sing. And so when I got in college, I had gotten tired of waiting. I got tired of telling myself that I couldn't, and I just was like, girl, just do it. Go for it. And so it's been a rocky ride, but it's been fun, and I wouldn't change anything, but that is, like, my favorite song in the whole wide world. I know I'm talking.
All right, then. No, you're talking
enough.
Well,
I like
it. Let me ask you a question. You went to Mississippi State.
Mississippi State University, home of the Bulldogs.
Can't
get right. Can't get right. I don't get all the blueberries, though. They love to build you up just to let you down. But, you know, I love my school.
So tell us about this. Let's talk about, we talked about, You have a show that you do. It's called the Grown. What is it called? The Grown Folks Show.
Well, now I do every fourth Friday, except for this Friday, but every fourth Friday of every month, I do a show at this local restaurant called Blue 22 here in Starkville, and it's called Grown Folks Friday. And I named it that because I want to gear my shows towards the more mature crowd. And so this venue does a lot of different nights, and they have a lot of different ages. But I wanted the adult crowd to come to my show. And so by me naming it Grown Folks Friday, that is exactly what I got. And so we all have just got off work, you know. We trying to relax, kick back, have a good time, and that's exactly what happens every single time. We have a very good time. So, and everybody, even if somebody doesn't know somebody, we all, it's almost like everybody knows each other. We're like a family almost, because I have certain people that come all the time. So we have a really good time. And so we just sing, you know, people sing with me, they dance with me, and we just be in there singing the blues.
I know that's right. And thinking about singing the blues, we're talking about Blues Roll, baby. Blues Roll is what we're going to hear next. Blues Roll.
Roll, baby.
Roll, baby, roll. We'll be right back. We're talking with Miss Christina Marie. Out of Starkville, Mississippi, y'all. 4.4 million views in 5 days. Roll, baby, roll. There she go, that old song.
I got
go
my
ahead,
girls
now.
And we're all looking sexy.
Hey!
There's a party going on. It's BYOB in the grown folks zone. I got this drink in my cup. I'm gonna roll.
the new look and feel of radio.
What you think, D? What you think, D? What you think,
honey,
D?
I still got that in my head. Roll, baby, roll.
That is like everybody's favorite song.
I love the blues, okay? I mean, I love all kinds of music. I'm sitting here at the house like, hey, roll, baby, roll. Yeah, I'm feeling it.
Hey.
You know,
yeah,
that's normally my last song of the night, and like literally everybody, that song lasts for like 15 minutes because everybody wants to turn to dance. Like we have so much fun on this song. I love that song.
Well, I'm gonna have to play that up here at the Blues Club, you know, when I'm DJing, and also. I got some friends that's in, I don't know how far Jackson, Mississippi is, but I got some friends
like
in Jackson, Mississippi. Okay. And they're looking to have, like, entertainers and one of the auditoriums that I was going to perform at down there. I forgot the name of it. I cannot think of the name of it right now. But hearing that song, girl, I'm getting ready to call them up on the phone. He's going to be booked down there because that's the joint.
Yay.
Yeah, that's the joint right there.
Jackson.
I'm feeling that.
I love that.
And I love the blues. I was like, hey.
Yes.
So tell us about Roll, Baby, Roll. Did you write and produce that, or what's up with that?
I wrote that, and one of my friends that's a producer, he produced it. His name is Ken Evans. But it wasn't even a full melody. It was like a little hum in my head. Mm-hmm. And I sang it to him, and he sat there and he made the track. And while he was making the track, I was writing the song, and I just got in there and recorded, and that's where we are. So I'm glad I did, because that was my first attempt at a blues song, and so I had people like,
yeah, that's a
are
hit.
You sure? Are you sure? They were like, are you sure you want to do that? And I'm like, I'm positive. I think I can do it. And so that's what happened.
Yeah, that's a hit, girl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I heard you earlier when I came on. When I first came on to the show earlier tonight, you mentioned about Willie Clayton. Now, you sung with him. I used to sub vocal for Willie Clayton in Chicago. My Aunt Kitty Neely, rest her soul, on WJPC, had me do a couple shows with Willie Clayton, had the opportunity of working with him. Did you work with him?
No, it was one of my cousins had a retirement party for his wife, and I opened for Willie Clayton, so it was me, and then it was Willie Clayton, and so it was just for that party. But we never were able to, I guess, work together, you know, musically outside of that. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, has he heard "Roll, Baby, Roll"?
That's what I was gonna say. That's what I'm.
I don't think
about.
So.
See,
okay, because
I
know
he would change his mind. Yeah. That's right.
that is definitely, girl, look, as soon as the show is over, we'll be conversing.
Okay.
We're going to converse anyway. But, yes, that's the joint right there. Even the other one, I'm just saying, everything I've heard so far that Kareem has played, I love. And I like that you use different styles. You know, that's the only thing with the music business that we have you know, I have a problem with too, and I've had a manager tell me that. My particular manager is like, well, DeMonica, you can't just do R&B, or you can't do just house music, you know. No, I mean, you can only do that genre. And I'm like, not in this day and age. Back in the day, if you were a blues singer, you had to stick to the blues singer. Blues music, you couldn't cross over to rock or, you know, whatever genre. But now with the internet and so many different styles of music, I mean, you got that opportunity. I believe now you can do any style of music that you want to do because of the internet.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Like, that's that's been my whole thing, especially with that song, with that blues song, is because like a lot of people were like, well, you know, you do R&B, why would you do blues? You can't do blues. And it's like, why can't I? Like, I just thought of a song, so I'm going to record it. I don't see why. Like, I don't see why I have to limit myself when just my thing is I think sometimes it's people don't understand how you can do it or how you're able to do it because they can't. And so I had to like just separate myself from that because it's like if I want to do it, I feel like I should be able to do it. And so that's why I did the blues song, because around here blues is popular. And so as a young artist who's trying to get out into, you know, get booked on these different shows that they bring here, you have to fall in line, basically. And so I was like, well, I can do that. I listen to blues all the time, so might as well. And so I did that, and I was able to, you know, get my way into different shows and things like that. So I love that. That's my jam right there.
Right.
So yeah,
and
with
Roll,
baby,
even. I'm sorry. Continue. I'm sorry.
I was just gonna add in the reason why I feel like I can do anything that I set my mind to is because Calvin Richardson is like one of my favorite artists, and I love Calvin Richardson, and like that's a whole other story for another day, but I love him. And so I watch him. I go to his shows and stuff, and I watch him and I listen to his music. So I see how at his shows he's more Southern soul, blues, but his albums he has R&B. Like he has so many different things that he does, and everybody's fine with it. So that's how I know you can do whatever you want to do.
There you go.
So I've seen it happen. So, you know, I'm like, I can do it too.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking to Roll Baby Roll. Miss Christina Marie. Now, y'all can call in. Everybody sitting back and listening. You can call in at 516-387-1251. We're going to get back into this rotation. Don't have to pay one or two bills real quick, and we will be back. Do not forget to like Miss Christina Marie, Queen X Tina, the Boomed Up Gospel Remixer. That is just blowing up stuff. So, y'all, we will be right back in just a moment. We're going to take a couple of moments to pay a bill or act like we're paying one or something. Here we go.
Welcome to Loving Care Family Chiropractic, a state-of-the-art chiropractic family facility for the entire family. Owned and operated by Dr. Ebony Hornbuckle Preston. Allow her to love your spine so you can get back to enjoying your life. Through the touch of her hands, your pain will flee, giving you the freedom to enjoy your best life. Her concern is not just your spinal health, but your total health. She will show you natural and holistic remedies that can alleviate many injuries and various types of pain. Work with her and you'll feel stronger and healthier after every visit as you begin to enjoy the new you. Make your appointment today. They're located at 5336 East Mountain Street, Stone Mountain, Georgia, 30083. Or call at 678-884-3777. We're also available on the web at www.lovingcarechiropractic.com. We are Loving Care Family Chiropractic. Let us love your spine.
WRDB, the women's station, the new look and feel of radio.
Oh, yes, Lord, we are back. We are back with two divas. One up there.
We're back.
Paul, Minnesota, our director of A&R, Mr. Monica Fly, recording artist, producer, director, executive producer,
rapper,
and grandma, and grandma of Ziggy Pop.
Not just grandmama Ziggy Pop. I got a whole bunch of grandkids. Ziggy Pop is just running the show right now.
Christina, you remember when we called that she was half dead? She was like, it was 5 o'clock in the evening.
I was like, oh shit, we need to let her go get some rest.
It's 5 o'clock. She gone for a while. She gone for a while. I go ahead and take you a nap while she gone. I said, Lord, this is a 3-year-old.
Look, I have 6 of them. Okay, 6. Girl, they let grandma have it. Do you hear me?
Yeah, I know that's right. So you guys, welcome back. We got a bunch of callers on the line. We got a caller just popped in from 409 area code, which I don't even know where that's from. And then there's another caller from 662 area code. They keep making a lot
219.
Of calls, which I keep...
That's the GI. That's Indiana. That might be my granddaughter. I'm not sure.
No. You think Ziggy done called the show?
No, Ziggy, she might. I can hear her call herself Grandma. Grandma.
I know, right?
Who's that in the background? Roll.
I know, Christina's like, oh, I feel so sorry. I'm so fine. Can we hang up now? Nah, she'll be all right. But we got some callers going from different area codes. We got a caller from 409 area code. State your name. State your name and where you're calling from, because I don't know what 409 is. Where is that at?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to WMRDB Radio. Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine.
You got a question for Miss Christina?
Well, this is what I want to tell her, honey child. This is your mama, your adopted mama. Hey, baby.
How are you?
I'm fine. I've been trying to push buttons all night trying to get you.
Well, thank you for calling me in.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. I'm so proud of you, baby. I'm from Jasper, Texas. Little bitty Jasper, Texas. That's area code 409. That's where we're at.
Oh, that's just Jasper, Texas. We got Jasper, Texas in the house. Thank you.
Yeah, Jasper, Texas. Queen C. That's what they call me, Queen C.
Yes.
Queen C. Okay, we got Queen C in the house on WAMRDB.
Oh, my God, the boot up gospel. I love it. I absolutely love it. Of course, you know, I love everything you do.
And I thank you.
I'm telling you, when you talk about a supporter, I am your supporter.
Yes, ma'am.
I love you. I love you very much. And I just think so much of you. And I'm just so proud of you. I want you to know something. That song got me through my day yesterday. My daughter's going through an illness right now, and it really pulled me through. So
is she doing okay?
She's doing real good. She says, Mama, you know, don't worry. But I'm Mama, I worry.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I just been praying and crying and praying and crying, and I just, you know, it's been hard right now. But maybe we'll find out something Tuesday. She sees a specialist in Houston on Tuesday. So I'm just waiting.
Well, you keep me updated.
I will, love, and I love you so much. I tell everybody, y'all better listen to my baby.
Yes.
Miss
Queen T, could you do us a favor? Could you let everybody know that we about to listen to Booed Up, please?
Oh, hey, everybody out there, listen up. My baby is gonna sing her song Booed Up is about to play. And I mean, y'all better support my baby.
Hello.
Worldwide. All right. She is a
sweetie
pie.
I love it.
All right, y'all, we're about to listen to.
And yes, I love that.
Thank you.
All right, y'all. We're listening to WMRDB with a unique exclusive release on Christina Marie's remix of Booed Up Gospel.
Yes,
here we go, y'all.
Jesus, know this ain't you just like me. Hallelujah. Lord, your love is so amazing. Amen. Praise is higher than the ceiling. I mean, can I get a witness? The way he keeps on blessing. Never evade you. Ooh, Lord, I just wanna thank you for all the many things that you do. I can never evade you. Listen to my praise, go hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Hear my praise, Lord, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. My praise won't stop. Glory, hallelujah. Hear my praise, Lord, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. My praise won't stop.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes. I'm feeling that. Loving that. Yes, Jesus. Yeah. Christina Marie on WAMRDB. Yes. We have some more callers on the line.
Yeah, we got a caller from 662 area code.
662
got me over here. Got me over here crying and stuff over here. I can't.
That's
even
where
do
I'm
it.
At.
I can't mess.
Who is that?
I can't. We can't even do it. I ain't fooling with you, Millennium.
Millennium. And they say a child should lead them. I don't care what y'all say. This is ordained by God. There's nothing else y'all can say. Nothing like this can happen. This is ordained. This is ordained by God. This child has something to say, and this is the platform for her to say it in. The Woman Station is what it's, what it says. It's a place for women like her to get her message out, and, and she already did it. 4.4 million and still climbing. That's why booed up the remix.
Still crying, girl.
Got me over here sniffing and crying and everything. I ain't messing with it no more. I'm good. Don't call me. Don't call me no more. I ain't playing, y'all. But we do have some callers. We have a Queen C, are you all right? You still with us?
I'm still here.
That's
I'm trying to draw my tears right now. I'm just kind of emotional right now.
Oh.
Yeah, I
they
am.
They popping in
all over.
That's an anointing right there.
The switchboard is lit up. We got 3, 4, 5 callers from the 662 area code. So we're gonna do
that's
it like
my,
this.
That's
got
my two in the house.
662. We got 662. Hello. Yeah, state your name and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Yes, you're here. Go ahead. You're talking with Christina Marie.
Hey, Christina, it's Lily.
Hi, Lily. That's my cousin.
Yeah, now go like that.
Hello?
Go ahead. Say, she right there.
Okay, I couldn't hear anything. But yes, I was at work and I did not know you were doing this radio interview, and Mama called me and we were on three way. I'm sure she's still listening too. That's probably the other 662 number that you see.
Oh, okay.
But yes, I am so proud. I'm so happy.
Thank you.
That's my cousin right there. She always comes to all my shows, and she helps me out when I need a walking person.
Yes, definitely
the applying team, Chrissy. Yes.
But I don't really have much to say. Just, you know, I'm proud of you. I'm always here supporting you.
Thank you. I love you.
Love you too, Christina.
Y'all got me up here crying up on the phone here.
I'm going to have to go buy some more Kleenex.
I'm telling you, they lighten up, girl. They lighten up. They fill the
anointing. Now that's what I'm talking about. Didn't I tell you this was gonna happen for you?
You did.
You know, you kept wanting to try to be down, and you know, like my daughter says, a negative Nancy. But we're gonna be a positive Patty. That's what she tells me all the time. Be a positive Patty.
Positive Patty, yes. I'm on that
guy.
Well, you know what? One of these days, I'm gonna just pop up on you. You ain't gonna even know I'm there until I'm up on stage singing with you.
Yes.
You know, every once in a while, I just have to, you know, I have to get up on stage and perform myself. Although I can't sing as well as you can, but you know what I'm saying.
But hey, I would love for you to come sing with me.
Oh,
we
honey, that's my song right there. That's my theme song.
Yes,
that's my theme song. Of course, now I done added a few words to it, but you know it's okay.
Hey, that's good. You do what you gotta do. It's all right.
Oh.
We really appreciate you calling in all the way from Texas, and we'll be praying for your daughter.
Well, thank you so much, and I've really enjoyed listening to the show, and I'm quite sure there's other people that want to talk to my daughter, my adopted daughter. I call her daughter.
Yes.
My adopted daughter, and, you know, and I always have to tell her, now, look here, honey, child. You better sing Christina Marie. Honey, child. Sing, baby.
Amen.
I say, sing, baby.
I be trying.
You, honey, you don't be just more than trying. You are doing it. You are doing it. I'm so very proud of you. I just support you, and I know you're going to be a success. I knew that, and I know that you are going to be. And see, that $4 million in climbing, that shows you. That shows you. Don't give up, because you have true talent.
Thank you.
All right, sweetheart. Well, anyway, I'm going to go and do some paperwork that I need to do for my husband. He thinks that we renewed our vows. I'm supposed to do all this paperwork for him now. But you know,
well,
what
I will. I inbox you later.
Did you see me do my Beyonce dance?
I did.
Girl, I did that dance.
You did that, yes.
Thank you, guys. All right. We got a bunch of other people on the line. We got a bunch of callers from 662. Got a caller from 662. The last number is 6 at the end of that number. Another caller from 662. It's a caller from last number on that call is 0. So please, if you got questions, continue to call in. Ask questions at 516-387-1251. Christina, we got to talk about this song. We got to talk about it. We need to let everybody know how did this come into your spirit to change up, mood up? Because I didn't even know what he was used to say when I was just like the boot up part. I didn't know what she was saying. At least people can understand. I think what you did, to be really honest with you, that you gave clarity to what she really meant to say. Hallelujah. Because I didn't know what she was saying. So, hallelujah. You know, hallelujah, y'all don't realize it, but hallelujah is something that is a word that is synonymous all over the world. Everybody knows what hallelujah means. I don't care what you say.
Yeah.
Russian, German, Arabic, whatever. They know what hallelujah means. And that's why people are constantly viewing it and putting it and constantly moving it forward. So tell everybody about the remix, the gospel remix.
Well, long story short, I decided to go to the pool with one of my friends on a weekday, which I don't normally do anything on a weekday because I have to work, so I just don't do anything. But I went with her, and we were singing. We weren't really singing, like, just singing, but just random stuff. And so somehow we were talking about going to a church program. And then somehow boot up came up, and I started singing. We're all over the place with the conversation. So boot up came up, and I started singing it. And then I started singing the chorus, I think. And so she was like, you should do that. Like, you should make that a thing. And I was like, no, I don't think so. And so when I got home, I started thinking about it, and I saw, like, I saw a lot of other artists were doing a remix. They were doing their own remixes to the song. And so then I was like, okay, well, a gospel remix might not be so bad as well. And so it was different because people were rapping, you know, changing up the lyrics and stuff. So I said, well, I'll give it a shot. So I had been putting it off, and I got home one day, and I was like, you are going to do this. Because I wanted to record it and all of that, and I didn't have the time. So I was like, okay, you're going to get this little instrumental, you're going to play it, you're going to sit at the table, and you're going to do it, and you're going to upload it, and that's going to be that. And so I did it. I recorded the video. I uploaded it. And normally when I upload a video, you know, I get a couple shares, maybe 100, 200 shares, and I'm good with that. And so I woke up, though, one morning, and I had got a text message that I was on this Instagram page called Baller Alert that has, like 4 million followers, and it just went extremely fast from there. So that was like I posted it on a Thursday and ended up on Baller Alert on a Sunday, and it just took off. And I was like, oh, my God, wait, what's happening? Something's happening here. So I wasn't sure. I was, like, in shock. And the biggest thing, my sister and my mom, they're like, they went crazy. But Meredith Gray from Grey's Anatomy, she posted, mm-hmm. she reposted my video on her page. And my sister was like, do you know how big that is? Get this Grey's Anatomy. I was like, I know.
Yes.
But I couldn't. They were in shock. I was in shock, but they were in shock, like excited. I was in shock because I was like, what is happening? I was like, something is happening. But they're like excited for me. But for me, I was like, wait a minute. Okay, I have to do this, I have to do that. So it's kind of, it's big. I wasn't expecting it because I did a remix to The Weeknd by SZA, and it went viral, but it took longer for it to reach 4 million views. But so if that had kind of settled down, and so I was just like, okay, cool, you know, I'm just going to take my new support that I got, and I'm going to start making more music and whatnot. And so then this video came around, and yeah, we're here.
I believe it's all right. It
mm-hmm.
is all right. It is all
yeah.
right. I can guarantee you one thing. This has been a blessing for everybody. I think you blessed
yes,
people in a way that people never conceived it. And
mm-hmm.
definitely people can listen to this broadcast at noon tomorrow on the TuneIn app. We're definitely going to play it, the whole interview, and drop Boo up. Booed up. I couldn't get it because I was like, boo, D, what? So,
boo,
you know,
yeah.
So what is a baller?
Yeah.
What is a baller alert for people that's my age? What is a baller alert?
Oh,
what does
okay.
that mean?
So, baller alert is basically the same thing as the Shade Room. It's a gossip site. So, I would have never thought I would have made it on a gossip site first, but
mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's basically just they keep up with entertainment news, gossip, celebrity stuff. But they're like really popular, like on Instagram and Facebook and stuff like that. So,
mm-hmm. Well, you definitely touched our lives, and we are feeling it. We are definitely feeling it, and keep continue blessing us with your beautiful voice, your phenomenal lyrics, and just keep it on, with, like I said, from your heart, and that's what you're doing. With that song, you touched so many. Listen to what your adopted mom said, you know, helped her through her trialing time. I'm definitely going to be playing it up there at the hospital myself because it's an inspiration to hear it. We're feeling it. We love it.
Thank you. Well, I'm glad that normally I always second guess everything. And so, especially with this, because I didn't, at first I was like, well, I don't know how, you know, people are going to take this,
mm-hmm.
like me taking this song and remaking it into a gospel song. But literally, it's kind of a way for me to show people what I can do because I do that all the time. Like my mom,
mm-hmm.
she can tell you, I will remake a song on the spot. Like,
if we're having a conversation and we're laughing about something and a song comes to me, I will sit there and just redo it and make it into something funny, or I'll just make it into something to go along with the conversation. So I've been doing that like forever. I have a song for anything. Like if you ask other people that know me, I have a song for everything. Like if we in a conversation, I will start singing. And it's just so random, but like that was my thing. Like when we were all together, my family, that was my thing. That was my way of like contributing to the conversation, was to like to randomly make up a song or remake something if we were watching TV. So that was kind of my way of showing people, hey, I can do this too, but you know, I can do it this way. But I didn't know how people were going to take it. But I was just like, I'm just going to go with it. I'm going to do it and see where it goes. And I did not expect any of that to happen. But
right.
I'm so glad it did, because that lets me know that I should start following my heart more and not, you know, letting my mind come into the way of the what I'm really supposed to be doing. Because a lot of times I can get in my own head and talk myself out of stuff. So.
And that's it. And I've done that. I did a song years ago by this girl named Tanya Gardner. The song is called Heartbeat. And I wrote a religious song to Heartbeat. And I've always wanted to come out with it. And I was too scared to. You inspired me. I need to come on out with it. You know, I would sing it. You know, with my one producer, Victor Reynolds, I joke around and sing it, but I was too scared to sing it because I was worried about what people were going to say, what was it going to be, you know, here in Minnesota on the gospel circuit, and, you know. So you actually, listening to the song when Karima called me yesterday, inspired me that, yes, you can't let nobody hold you back. Look how much you have anointed people with your voice for that song.
So, I know, and I'm glad.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm glad that I was able to help so many people.
Y'all are listening to Christina Marie, you guys, Queen X, Tina, and we also have our A&R director, the Monica Fly out of St. Paul, Minnesota, sitting at 60 degrees in the middle of summer. And...
It's 60-something, I think. I don't know. I know it's just cool.
we don't do cool in the South around this time. So also, we also want to thank everybody that's listening in. But we want to try to get this last couple songs in. Stay in Love is what we've been trying to bring into. Stay in Love, right?
Yeah.
Stay in Love. Yeah, we got Stay in Love with Miss Christina Marie, you guys. We'll be right back.
I don't want to stay in love. I can't remember the last time we laughed at the same thing. Things are changing now. It's like I want to go back to feeling something that's remaining. I just can't figure out. Too many precious memories are all I see. don't know what else to do or where to be, but I wish you felt the way I feel inside of me. The new look and feel of radio.
That's right. You're listening to WAMRDB, the women's station. And we have the one and only Christina Maria on the line. That's right. Yes. With the one and only Miss Karima. Karima, are you with us? Christina, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Be queuing up more music there. Yeah, I like that. Now, you wrote that song about
a particular... I'm sorry.
What happened?
Let me get that out. Where am I going to go, Dee? Where am I going to go? I'm in the studio. I'm just going to walk off.
She went to Bojangles.
Now, I'm going to tell everybody my fat woman secret. Shut up, Nina.
Okay. Yeah, but I like that song. So, now, who produced that one? Was that the same producer, Mr. Evans, or who was that?
Well, that actually, a lot of songs are big moments for me. So that song was a big moment. It came after I went viral the first time, and I was finally starting to get noticed by people outside of Mississippi. So that song was written by a writer by the name of Steve Will. She wrote that song. She got the track and everything. It was for a soundtrack to a show that she wrote called Pointing Fingers. And so she asked if I would record it, and I did.
Okay. No, that's nice.
It's not like
so
that
now
song,
is she
that
using
song.
It on a show now?
On the
is
show?
Is she using that on her show yet?
I think it was like on the first episode.
Okay. Mhm. Yeah, that's a nice song. I like that too. As I said, everything I've heard so far, I like every one of them. Different styles, different production.
I'm kind of excited for y'all to hear Promise though. So, Rima, you have Promise though, right?
I think she's up a kid. Karima?
No, I didn't just go. I got Promise. I got a promise. Here we go. Yeah, we're going to have to jump off here tonight. Maybe we can get DeMonica and Miss on Tuesday next week. But we're going to have to, you definitely can listen to the rest of all of her music on WMRDB, the TuneIn app. Sister Queen X, Christina, thank you so much for being a
thank
part of the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming on.
Awesome time.
Yes, thank you for coming on. We appreciate it. Yeah.
All right, you guys, we will be out.
It's over.
In the next 30 seconds. Yes, it's over with. Goodbye, everybody.
It's over.
Have a good
thank
night.
You. Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
AMRDB, the women's station, the new look and feel of radio.